whenever you consider the fact that whether it's legitimate or illegitimate, that we have documentation here, and it's true that they had land shark repair, and or it was a business that was operating. And one of the main concerns we hear about nightly rentals or anything of that is that it's bringing strangers into our neighborhood. Well, if you have a repair shop or if you're getting voice lessons, the opportunity is for many, many strangers to be going in and out of the neighborhood at any given time. I think it's that these people are trying to do the right thing, and they're meeting opposition, but they're trying to do the right thing in getting trying to obtain a permit and do things the right way, and I feel like they're being penalized for it.
Yeah, the thing that I see about the compatibility, and P&Z based their denial on compatibility, that doesn't apply to a special use permit. It doesn't require compatibility to approve a special use permit, and it can't then be used to provide compatibility for another commercial business. It's standalone, and that's the purpose for those, is to allow someone to have, without a property change, the individual is all that can operate it. And so compatibility to me with the special use permits, not nearly as important as it would be in a land use change, different situation.
Well, and I think one of the big concerns was the fact about the single family residence. And then going back to that whole deal is, I can also see where, whether this one is approved or not, there's a much larger operation going on just down the road from it that's going to pass by that residence every single day. You know, we deal with this a lot of times with nightly rentals in neighborhoods where there's nothing going on, but there's those hard copies show a lot of addresses in that same circle that are doing business.
Either did.
It did, or does.
Hey, Scott, can I ask one question?
You sure can.
See, I was not able to go on and listen to the Planning and Zoning original hearing. It doesn't look like it was online. The board, did they have any comments or conversation on commercial and what was commercial, where it was in relation to this? If the decision of record says no commercial in that area, did they have any concept of previous approval?
No, I don't remember the other businesses that have been in the area being part of that conversation. It was a residential neighborhood, platted to be as residential. And they talked about compatibility of the single family residence. But then Rick's right. I mean, that's a relative policy in the eastern Taney County policies that he's absolutely right. It does not have to be compatible for that special use permit. There's wording in there that recommends it, but it does not automatically kick out like an absolute policy where they have to have wastewater. If they have no wastewater, they can't approve it.
Understood. I agree that this applicant has done what I would expect is that they came, and as soon as they found out they were doing something that was wrong, they addressed it, that they've applied to us to do the right thing, and they've actually brought in people from the community to support it, which is great. I tend to agree that the definition of single-family residence, we have, the board in the county, has said that nightly rental, the use of it doesn't change the structure itself. I think that it is a single-family residence. That no commercial in the area is tough for me in my head to define. It looks like you have committed commercial directly across the street. Not sure what has changed there, although it is not currently operating. That's the only question I have in my head.
So I'm going to read this just to help Corey and help kind of explain it. Our bed and breakfast definition, again, is a family home occupied as a permanent dwelling by the proprietor that contains no more than 4 guest rooms where lodging with or without meals is provided for compensation. Our definition in our current guidance code for single family dwelling is a detached dwelling designed and intended for occupancy by a single family or living group that functions as a single household. So I don't have a definition for a family home. The only thing I have close is my definitions in my guidance code is a single family dwelling. But under bed and breakfast, it says a family home occupied as a permanent dwelling by the proprietor. So just going through the definitions of the code book, I just wanted to.
And to me, when you go by that definition, I mean, that's a prime example of, you know, it's attached to the house, has access to the house. I think with those comments made, I mean, does anybody want to make a motion on this?
Yeah, I'd make a motion in the case number 20-4A. I would move that we approve the appeal based on the lack of requirement for compatibility of a special use permit in a neighborhood. That was the issue that the Planning Commission had. And it is a residence that's being lived in full time by these individuals renting out one room as a bed and breakfast. I would move to approve the appeal.
Okay. Do we have a second?
I'll second the appeal.
All right, David seconds. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anybody? Aye. Anybody oppose? All right. 4 approved.
Okay, so a decision of record will be generated by Marla. A copy of that will be mailed to the Quinleys, and then you guys make arrangements to get your signature notarized along with mine and then recorded within 120 days. And she's real good about working with people through the permit process.
Okay, thank you.
I might want to help clarify something for you.
But we're still in the live meeting.
Sorry. You just have to give us.
No, it's not me. It's for the other one. They actually, under their tax papers, it's listed as a motel.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
No,
you can have it. Okay. All right. Scott, do we have any old or new business?
Shame on you.
And that's why we have a deputy come to the meeting, guys. I'm not gonna, yeah.
Good.
Yep.
Okay, do we have any other old or new business?
Nope. I would invite any and all of you to one of our township meetings. We have one Monday here. We have one tomorrow at the New Mansion Church on DD Highway, which is the Beaver Township. Anybody can go to any meeting, no matter which township you're in. Okay. Next Thursday is the Big Creek one at the Pro Tem Youth Building right there at Pro Tem. And then the 29th is the last meeting, and it is at the Oakmont Community Center.
Perfect.
And then the Planning Commission will have a meeting on April the 12th for a final review of the code and maps to make recommendation to the County Commission. And then the 21st of April, which is a Wednesday, we'll present it to the County Commission for approval. So I will get you guys emailed the draft code just to look through. There's a BOA section that has a little few changes, so look it over. And then for sure that 21st meeting, we'll go through it and present it. I do have a work session scheduled April the 5th, down there in the planning office. You're more than welcome to come attend. We're just going to go through what we've looked at and what we've seen from all these township meetings and discuss it. And
what is your feedback? What are you getting? How long?
A lot of the question, not real big groups, 9, 5,
support, opposition.
No, just, is this going to change my taxes? What's my property? We have 287 maps, so we roll them out. What am I zoned? And now what can I do with this? So it's been good questions, good feedback. Commissioner Wyatt's been at every meeting, so she's had good comments, but they've been good so far.
The work session on the 5th, you said that's going to be where?
Down there in the planning and zoning office.
Okay.
No action will be taken. It's just we're going to sit down and go through that review of that before we have that meeting on the 12th.
And what time?
6 o'clock.
As involved with the writing of the code
That's awesome.
Yeah, that is awesome.
You've been a big part of all of this, right, for a long time.
Full circle.
Full circle.
That's what we can say. Full circle.
All right. With all that being said, would somebody like to make a motion to adjourn this meeting?
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Everybody
I'd like to second
that. All right. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right. Aye. Thank you, Corey, for being here tonight. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Yep. All right. We are adjourned.